Hey guys, AJ here, back on the phone for you. So guys, these chicks are upset. These 304s are mad because men aren't approaching them anymore. Guys, a lot of guys are checked out of dating, right? MMTOB, man. Men minding their own business, guys. I coined the term. And guys, these chicks are upset. Yeah, just like this chick right here, guys. She's gonna whine and moan about why men are not approaching her. So guys, we'll get into this. But before we do, like, subscribe, drop a comment, because it really helps keep this channel going. Check out my locals and my second channel, description, the playlist at the end, and let's get into this.
So am I, like, the only woman that no longer gets approached by men? No, because I had to actually sit and think about this, and I had to ask myself, when is the last time a man came up to me and wanted to get to know me or exchange numbers? And it's been a long time. And honestly, I'm not gonna lie, it definitely has me questioning myself. Like, am I not as attractive as I thought I am? Am I looking old? Am I intimidating?
Like, there it is, guys. Let's stop right there. Right there. Guys, why do these chicks use the word intimidated? Isn't it crazy, guys? Chicks can't intimidate us men because they can't beat our ass in a fight, right? These chicks are so delusional. They actually think that we're intimidated, right? Absolutely insane. Now, getting rejected and then having her friends film it and put it on TikTok, that's a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? And also getting M2'd, we're more afraid of the system, right, than anything else. Intimidated.
Like, what is it? So now I'm starting to realize that since men don't come up to me, I have to be the one to go up to them. And that makes me super nervous because it's like, how do I know I'm not going to get rejected if you didn't come up to me in the first place and then I make the decision to go up to you? How do I know I won't face rejection? So can I get some tips and tricks, some advice on how to approach a man that I think is cute? Because I have no idea how to. Like, I'm scared and I feel like I can only approach men if I'm drunk, which is not often.
Now, guys, do you believe that? First of all, do you guys believe that she's not drunk often?
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
And you guys honestly think that she's going to start approaching men? If you believe that...
You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked. Bamboozled. Led astray. Run amok.
Clown world, right? Hey guys, she's getting bodied in her comments here. This first guy calls himself Only One King. Only One King. Hey yo guys, it's finally starting to work. Second guy says, hey yo fellas, protect your wallet. Next guy says, how the tables have turned. Someone says, social media killed that, honey. Those days are over. Next guy says the fact that men are telling chicks the problem, yet they're still making videos on why men don't approach, the irony. Look at that. Guy says, I get used to it. We ain't doing it anymore. This guy says, so we get tired of being rejected by girls on above our level, on our level or below, so we just play PlayStation and call it a day. Facts. And guys, they're hashtags. You ready? Hashtag dating. Hashtag single. Hashtag single life. Hashtag single woman. Hashtag relatable. Now guys, look, she has the tattoos. You know what I'm saying? She got this mean face on. And guys, we have another video here. We'll watch this next clip. She's going to talk about the fact that she realizes that she's getting kind of old. Clown world.
Am I the only one that feels like it's getting more difficult to date the older that I'm getting? I feel like as I've been getting older, becoming more of a woman, I feel like I'm getting more in tune with what it is that I want and what I'm looking for in a partner, right?
Look at the size of this chick's hands, right? Guys, doesn't this chick look like a...
But I feel like because I'm getting more in tune with my wants, my needs, and desires, it's making it more difficult to date, especially as I'm approaching my 30s. I don't know if it comes from a sense of being too picky. I don't think it's being too picky. Again, I feel like it's me knowing what I want, but I feel like it's becoming more difficult. So I don't know if anyone else can relate to this. I feel like dating in general is just terrible these days. And I feel like it shouldn't be this hard to find a partner.
There you go. There's that partner word, guys. Right there. Guys, a man, he would be an absolute fool to A, date this chick who looks like she can palm a basketball. And this first chick in her comment says, I'm 43 and it's 10 times worse. And she's saying, don't settle for anything. You're 43! What are you talking about? Guys, this chick is cooked. Because, guys, she already looks old. She looks masculine, and she looks old. Guys, in this case, black does crack. And she's still clueless. Clueless. Guys, are hashtags. Hashtag dating. Hashtag relationship. Hashtag dating is hard. Hashtag relationship advice. Hashtag aging. Hashtag getting older. Hashtag aging gracefully. Hashtag partner. Guys, these chicks are cooked. Because guys already aren't talking to her, and she's like not even 30 yet, right? So by the time she's 31, 32, she's cooked, right? And she's clueless. Guys, these women are cooked. Guys, don't the approaching girls in public thing, just going up to them and talking to them? Nah. Nope. They'll call the cops. All right, you guys, this is AJ. I appreciate you guys. Guys, what we're doing is winning. Right? Right? Guys, MMTOB, men minding their own business. It works every time. All right, guys, I appreciate you. Have a good one.